Hello, and welcome to the Writing Redux podcast. I'm Beatrice Otto, and I'm going to share with you today a quotation by Vasily Grossman from a short story he wrote called The Dog. In it, he imagines the true story of a dog trained by the Soviets to go into space, starting with her life on the street as a mongrel and the amazing survival skills she developed, and then followed up by her training to prepare her for outer space. It's a wonderful story and a wonderful animal. Thank you for listening. She was a small, bandy-legged mongrel living out on the streets, but she got the better of all hostile forces because she loved life and was very clever. She knew from which side trouble might creep up on her. She knew that death did not make a lot of noise or raise its hand threateningly, that it did not throw stones or stamp about in boots. No, death drew near with an ingratiating smile, holding out a scrap of bread and with a piece of net sacking hidden behind its back. She knew the murderous power of cars and trucks and had a precise knowledge of their different speeds. She knew how to wait patiently while the traffic went by, how to rush across the road when the cars were stopped by a red light. She knew the forward-sweeping, all-destroying force of electric trains and their childish helplessness. As long as it was a few inches away from the track, even a mouse was safe from them. She knew the roars, whistles, and rumbles of jet and propeller planes, as well as the racket of helicopters. She knew the smell of gas pipes. She knew where she might find the warmth given off by hot water pipes running under the ground. She knew the work rhythm of the town's garbage trucks. She knew how to get inside garbage containers of all kinds and could immediately recognize the cellophane wrapping around meat products and the waxed paper around cod, rockfish, and ice cream. A black electric cable sticking up out of the earth was more horrifying to her than a viper. Once she had put a damp paw on a cable with a broken insulating jacket. This dog probably knew more about technology than an intelligent, well-informed person from three centuries before her. It was not merely that she was clever, she was also educated. Had she failed to learn about mid-20th century technology, she would have died. After all, dogs that wandered into the city from some village or other often lasted only a few hours. I hope you enjoyed that. Thank you for listening.